Well, let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, we're doing now letter number 3610, and Baruch Hashem dated the fourth day of Tammuz Tavshin Tezvav, and he's a relative of the Rebbe. Actually, this fellow's individual's name was also Schneerson. His name was Shmuel Menachem Mendel Shichda Schneerson. I mean, he lived in Jerusalem. I actually met him and knew him a little bit, you know, while I was there. He has passed since, but he was an older chassid at the time. And the Rebbe says, I'm answering your letter, that he points out that there is in the Tanya, there is changes when in the introduction and in first section and the second, it says the word, you see, Eloka. So when you want to say Eloka means godly, right? So sometimes it says is with a hey, so instead of the kuf, you actually have a hey over there. It almost sounds like you have like Aleph Lamed Hey. But in Igeres HaKodesh, it comes with a Kuf, like it's written here, Eloka. In some places it was written with Eloka, which is written basically Aleph Lamed Vav and then a Hey. So he wants to know what is the difference between the spellings. I believe in the Pasuk in Eiv, it's actually Aleph Lamed Vav Hey, but he wants to know, can you write it out that way, or you have to substitute, you know, when you say Elohim, you know, you always substitute it, you put a kuf instead of the hey, so not to mention God's name. But the question is, when you say Eloka, is that or not? And there's changes between, he says, but the Rebbe says, you need to find out two details about this. First, Rebbe says you need to check line after line in the above Sfarim and to see if that is the case. So, which means what he quotes, that in the first and the second of the I guess the Rebbe is telling him that you should double check and make sure, check line by line, if that is actually the case, that it always says with a hey and with kuf, with it's written in one place with a loka and the other one is with a kuf. And also the Rebbe says to compare it to the earlier prints, especially to those that have been printed during the lifetime of the Alter Rebbe and in the places that are close to the Rebbe, meaning in area, excluding the print of Zlakova. I guess that was not near the Rebbe, so it wouldn't prove. And then, after finding out this thing, to come to figure it out, to sort it out, the above. So in other words, before you start trying to explain, I guess, or looking into, you have to first make sure that these are the cases, that this is actually real, and also to check it by the first prints, and then to try to figure it out. Again, I'm not sure exactly, but I mean, that's what it seems to me. And this is written in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary Aleph Kvint. He used to write for the Rebbe. All right.